Hello, I'm Dave Dino, and this is Sponsor Spotlight. And today, we are talking with Natasha Trenev on Skype. Natasha is the founder and the president of Natron Probiotics. Let me tell you a little bit about Natasha before we get into today's topic. Natasha Trenev is a world-renowned expert in the field of probiotics. As a developmental scientist whose family had been commercially producing yogurt and other cultured foods for over 750 years. That's right, for over 750 years. Natasha has spent more than 40 years studying the health benefits connected to the consumption of beneficial bacteria. Following graduation from UCLA, go Bruins, in 1970, a decade of research led to her developing the first method for producing an effective and scientifically validated single-strain probiotic bacteria product. Her research and development efforts led to the establishment of the entire probiotics category in North America, Australia, England, Holland, and Belgium. An active lecturer and a frequently invited guest on radio and TV health programs, you've heard her here many times, Natasha has written dozens of articles and several books on friendly bacteria, including Probiotics, Nature's Internal Healers, and The Power of Probiotics, Secrets to Great Health. Natasha, it is so good to be talking with you once again.
Thank you so much, David. It's absolutely my pleasure.
Let's begin for those who perhaps are uninitiated in the area of probiotics. Can you give us a thumbnail sketch of what a probiotic is?
Well, the word probiotic means for life, whereas the word antibiotic means against life. And the term, as I brought it to the entire health food industry globally and the nutraceutical industry, means the use of the proper beneficial bacteria that are, number one, safe and efficacious to impact the 100 trillion microbes we have lining our 27 feet of intestinal tract. And that's basically in a nutshell.
Okay. What is the state of the probiotic industry today?
Well, it's an explosion of products. Unfortunately, there is no regulation, and virtually 90% or more of the products are made by one or two contract manufacturers. They're not really researched or formulated by the people selling them. It's a lot of people trying to make the money on a marketing phenomena. But true probiotics are a rocket science pursuit. They're extremely difficult to make. In order to stay honest, you have to use only safe bacteria. You have to put them in adequate amounts and stabilize them during manufacture, storage, shipment, and have the proper delivery system so that they will survive the gastric juices, which are very corrosive in your stomach, and also be bile tolerant in order to survive the activity of your bile, which is produced by it, which is excreted by your bile duct. So these are all the things that one manufacturer has to review before they put a product on the market. Unfortunately, the products sold are they're really hyping some aspect of a probiotic, and that's not what we should be doing. Because I have said for the last 40 years that the proper diet, the use of appropriate probiotic supplementation and exercise will change the health of our nation. And I truly believe that then, and I more so believe it now.
We're talking with Natasha Trenev. She is the founder and the president of Natron Probiotics, and that's our topic today. By the way, you can find out more about not only Natasha, but about Natron and about their probiotic products by logging on to natron.com. It's a very easy one to remember, N-A-T-R-E-N.com, natron.com. You will be able to see their products. You'll be able to see Natasha's story. You'll be able to see their phone number if you would like to call them and talk with them. That phone number, by the way, if you'd like to make a note of it, is an easy one to remember also, 1-866-4-NATREN, N-A-T-R-E-N, 1-866, the number 4, and then the word Natren, N-A-T-R-E-N. Natasha, this story about probiotics, it actually started overseas, didn't it?
Yes. You know, I am a naturalized citizen. I came to this country on a boat as a child of 8 years old. And my parents came with $100 to California with hard work and ingenuity. My father was able to start a company by the name of Continental Culture Specialists. And we actually introduced natural style Bulgarian yogurt and continental liquid acidophilus to the North American health food market.
And what took you from that into Natren and probiotics?
Well, you know, I spent many years developing my parents' business, getting distribution of the yogurt in health food stores and establishing refrigerated section in health food stores across the country. And I realized that this product was good in itself, but in order to get phenomenal results and to combat the rising problems I saw with antibiotic abuse and people's digestive tracts being completely, turned upside down by what they were eating and what they were taking pharmaceutically. So I decided that I needed to do more research to develop a product where people could get a guaranteed beneficial bacteria in the amounts that would really have an impact in their small, in their large intestine, and in the transient flora. And I intuitively knew that everything connected with our digestive tract would impact every aspect of health. And thank God, I've been proven right every week with the new information that's coming out from every scientific journal in the world.
Natasha, I know we're talking sort of the ABCs, and I want to get into the XYZs in a little bit of the subject of probiotics, but let's sort of stay on, get up to C at least, in our ABCs. When we hear the word bacteria, most of us have been schooled all of our lives to believe that bacteria is an evil thing. You know, we take antibacterials when we get sick, that sort of thing. So we get a little squeamish sometimes when we hear about putting a bacteria into our bodies. Can you school us on that and bring us up to date on that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's part of the medical community's, schooling of doctors and health professionals, because we were only taught about bacteria as an infectious agent. But in actuality, the 100 trillion bacteria that live in our gut are actually in control of all of our health, including our mental, our immune health, and our overall physiological health. And so understanding that we have to have this optimal balance is the driving force making me still work so hard today to get the message out, because, killing all bacteria would mean our own death, because we truly are a hybrid of bacteria and human cells. We're actually 90% bacteria and only 10% human cells. So bacteria are an essential part of our life, and we have to learn to discern how do we increase the beneficial bacteria and how do we decrease the exposure to not-so-friendly bacteria and pathogens that are in our community on a daily basis.
You're listening to Sponsor Spotlight, and our guest today is Natasha Trenev. She is the founder and president of Natren Probiotics, and we're talking today about the value of probiotics in a person's diet, in their health regimen. If you would like to learn more about Natren, you can do so in one of two ways. Number one, you can log on to their website, natren.com, N-A-T-R-E-N.com, or call them at 1-866-4-NATREN. That's the number 4, 1-866, the number 4, and then the word Natren, N-A-T-R-E-N. By the way, any product that you order from Natren by going to their website comes with a 90-day risk-free guarantee. A 90-day risk-free guarantee, so you can't lose. Log on to natren.com. When I take Natren Probiotic, when I take that, what is it doing for me health-wise?
Well, when you take the Healthy Trinity, which is our flagship, number one, it is designed to survive stomach acid. Remember, stomach acid is there not only to prevent undesirable or I should say all bacteria from entering your GI tract, but to help you digest protein. So it is a very vital function. So you have to have strains that are delivered in a specific delivery method that will survive that corrosive acid to make it to your small intestine. Otherwise, there won't be able to do any good. And independent research by a very prominent European institute has shown that with our oil matrix delivery system, the bacteria will survive for well over an hour. 100% of the bacteria in our Healthy Trinity will survive for over an hour at a pH of 1.8, which is very, very low and very corrosive. So that's the important factor. And then, you know, our bacteria are also designed to survive bile, which is the next test, because bile is needed to emulsify the oil and release the bacteria into that 27 feet. So now we've survived that because we have the correct delivery system. So now we have a bacteria that specifically aids us in the small intestine with our absorption, our immunity, our neural endings in our small intestine, and helps to facilitate the proper absorption without aggravating the immune system. We have a specific bacteria for the large intestine that it, what we call the waste and disposal system. That is very important because the final absorption takes place in the large intestine, and the waste has to be moved out efficiently. Otherwise, the toxic byproducts of our waste are reabsorbed and burden the liver. And of course, the liver is a very important organ, and we do not want to overburden it.
So compared compared to my fast food kind of way of living that we are all sort of pushed into by advertising, what then will probiotics do to help me to have better health and to just feel better?
Well, first of all, you know, the third bacteria is the one that sort of travels down with the food that you ingest and makes sure that it's broken down properly and that assists the action of the acidophilus in the small intestine and our bifidobacteria in the large intestine. So I'm not going to encourage you to eat fast foods, but if you are, you know, consuming fast foods and, you know, have a horrible diet, then you need to be taking a lot of probiotics to help you because there's sufficient evidence now that shows that a processed diet, a processed food diet, has a very deleterious effect on the composition of the bacteria in your gut, the 100 trillion, and can upset it and can lead to ill health very quickly, depending on your genetic predisposition.
We're talking with Natasha Trenov. She is the founder and the president of Natron Probiotics. You can find out more about Natron and about their flagship product, Healthy Trinity, as well as their many, many other amazing products. And I got to tell you, I am a user of Healthy Trinity, and I love Healthy Trinity. You can find out more by logging on, as I did, to their website, natron.com, N-A-T-R-E-N. Natron.com. You can read about their products. You can read about probiotics. You can get a much better education than I can provide you in a few minutes here on the air. You can learn about Natasha and read her story, and you can look at their various products, the description, and how they might benefit you. And I want to underline not just might, how they will benefit you. You go on to natron.com or call 1-866-4-NATRON, 1-866-4-NATRON. Natasha, you spoke of the early years in Europe, and, well, we know that many of the people who emigrated to the United States, here to America, during that time, they came so with very little in their pocket, but they also did have a very strong work ethic. Tell us about that.
Right. Well, you know, my parents were opposed to the communist regime that took over after World War II. My father was the official quartz supplier to the former king of Yugoslavia, and he was not doing well with the new regime. In fact, his life was in jeopardy. So we literally had to, he's had to spend his fortune to get passports for us to flee Yugoslavia into Vienna and, you know, then apply for asylum, political asylum to the U.S. And it was because my uncle was rescued from you know, Auschwitz, and he was captured while he was serving in the Yugoslav army, And thank God for him, because he was our guarantor. And we only had to wait 1 year in Vienna to get our papers to come to America via boat. And when we came to America, we were greeted at Ellis Island by the wonderful American Red Cross and had a sign put around our neck and put on a bus to go to be with my uncle in Milwaukee. And my father decided that there were not enough business opportunities in Milwaukee. And as I said before, with $100 in our pocket, in the mid-1950s, we took a train to California and came to California downtown in the Union with $100 in our pocket and really not knowing the language and not knowing anyone. And that was a pretty, you know, how shall I say, eye-opening experience. And we, you know, my parents struggled, worked, you know, minimum labor jobs, even though they were schooled and educated. But, you know, when you don't speak the language, you're thrown at the bottom of the social heap. So they never minded. They always told me that there's nothing disrespectful about making money honestly. And that's something that stuck with me all my life, that whatever you do, do with the love and conviction, and you will rise because of your hard work and your conviction.
You were instrumental, I know, in some of my reading. You actually created kind of a revolution in health food stores by educating them on the need to put probiotics, your probiotics, into a refrigerated environment. You actually got health food stores to buy mini refrigerators. You instigated that whole movement, and now I know when I go to my health food store, that's where I find Natron's Healthy Trinity. It is in the mini refrigerator, and then on the shelf they've got all these dry pills that are so-called probiotics. You went through a lot of steps in growing your business. What did it take? I mean, how did you grow your business?
Well, first of all, you have to be a completely dedicated and passionate to your dream or to what you're involved in. You have to believe in it with all your heart and all of your conviction. And then you have to be able to seek out people or are able to help you so that you can succeed. And then, you know, never give up. In other words, you're going to fail sometimes. You're going to face unsurmountable challenges. But the way to succeed is to never give up. And if you have a challenge, even work harder to overcome that challenge so you can get to the next level. And that's what I can advise everyone. You know, people who look for their 2 or 3 week vacation and think they're going to succeed in life, that's not going to happen. You have to be there 24/7 and absolutely dedicated to your dream and to what you want to establish.
Were there ever times when you thought, well, this is not going to work?
No, not really. You know, there were times where I was disappointed because of unscrupulous competition. And that's very disappointing because you know that what people are selling is not what they really have in the bottle or what they claim. And then you have to compete with someone who's paying maybe 10 cents on the dollar for the raw materials that you have in your product. And you have to be able to convince the consumer that what they're buying from you is actually of high quality and, you know, probably going to give them much more success in whatever health change they're seeking than by buying a cheap product. That I think, was the most difficult thing I had to overcome.
Talk to us for a moment about the first research that was done, really a decade of research, that led to the development of the first method for producing an effective and scientifically validated single strain of probiotic bacteria product. I mean, that has to be a key marker in your career.
Yes, it is. It's a long story. I've always worked with people at UCLA and at USC, and through my various connections at the university level, I learned that the University of Nebraska had some groundbreaking research in the isolation of a single strain Lactobacillus acidophilus with exceptional properties. And I met the researcher, Dr. Kem Shahani, and I was awarded the exclusive license by the University of Nebraska to represent their research. And so along with all the articles that I had translated from Russian and Bulgarian into English, I started to develop an idea. I said, my goodness, if I could take this concept that was developed in laboratories and really scale it up for production and produce a product that could deliver this organism with its wonderful properties to people on a daily basis, look at the difference we will make in people's health and lives.
When I go to the supermarket, when I go to the health food store, I will see things like pills, so-called probiotic pills. But then I notice that, you know, Natron's Healthy Trinity is in a little refrigerator on the shelf. Instead, you have designed a very unique delivery system, number one, and you've been describing that delivery system. What would be the difference then in the effectiveness of the multitude of probiotic pills that are on the shelf compared to Natron's Healthy Trinity, which comes in a capsule and is refrigerated?
Well, excellent question. Well, first of all, let me tell you how I am qualified to answer that question. I am the author of two probiotic labeling standards, one accepted by the entire health food industry, which includes all retailers, all manufacturers, all distributors, and all educators in the industry in 1989. And that labeling standard that was accepted by the entire industry was later read into congressional record.
Wow. It is really fair to say then that you really established the probiotic category, didn't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A lot of people like to hide that because it's bad for business. But and I'm not trying to sing my praises, but it's I am committed to making sure that this category is standardized and that people learn how to choose a proper product. Now, first of all, I can assure you from my 40 years of experience that anything that calls itself a shelf-stable probiotic is worthless. Because there is no such thing as 72 degrees Fahrenheit that's available to that product through distribution, handling, and the abuse by the consumer who now thinks this product can be stored anywhere because it's touted as not needing refrigeration. And we have, there has been many tests by many independent agencies that have found many of these products not to have even a fraction of the amount of bacteria that they claim on their label. And unfortunately for us, our government will not do much about this. They can't even control the amount of illegal drugs coming over Port of Los Angeles, knockoffs of Viagra from China or OxyContin that, into maybe $1 trillion a year, according to a 60-minute episode. So that's what I'm trying to say, that the government doesn't have the resources and, I guess, the will to regulate this industry. And it's a tragedy that our industry is refusing to regulate itself. So it's really a buyer beware market. So having said about these, the so-called pills and package, beautiful packaging that you see on the shelf, forget that because you'll be truly wasting your money. What I have found in my 40 years of experience that in order to preserve a good, efficacious probiotic, you need dark amber glass, and you don't even use plastic for a lid. You use a tin lid to make sure that that moisture barrier is very sound to protect the product. And then the next thing you have to protect the probiotics from is heat, because, and especially change in temperature from up and down will cause moisture condensation, and that will cause the bacteria to wake up and, use up all the available food in the pill or the bottle and start dying off rapidly before it even has a chance to reach your mouth. So that's what I tell people, you really get what you pay for. And, since none of these companies besides Natron formulate and make their own product, they're just marketers. And if there's one thing I want to do before I pass on to my next realm of existence is to teach people how to choose these products, because whether I'm here or gone, they need that information.
Today we've been talking on Skype with Natasha Trenev, the founder and the president of Natron Probiotics. The phone number to call to get more information about the products is 1-866-4-NATRON, 1-866, the number 4, N-A-T-R-E-N. Or log on to their website, natron.com, N-A-T-R-E-N.com. Any products of theirs that you order from their website come with a 90-day risk-free guarantee. So log on to natron.com, take a look at all they have to offer, and be assured that you're going to get a 90-day risk-free guarantee. I'm Dave Dino, and this has been Sponsor Spotlight.